Every pastor, every minister, we are servants of God. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Let me just give this exhortation that I titled The Unprofitable Servant. Luke 17 from verse 7.
But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, we say unto him by and by, when he's come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and we not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded?
Will he thank that servant, the master, because he has done what he has been commanded to do?
I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say.
What should you say?
We are unprofitable servants.
What should you say?
We are unprofitable servants.
What should you say?
We are unprofitable servants.
Why?
We have done that which was our duty to do.
Shikana. It is a mindset. It is a mindset that no minister of God should hit his hand on the chest and say, I have done well.
That's right.
Are they trying now? Are they leave house in the morning, they come back in the night, I have tried. No. Don't expect any special commendation by anybody when you are doing what you have been ordained to do. So that you will not be frustrated. And that is the ministry of a pastor. Matthew 23, verse 10, 11, and 12. Matthew 23.
Neither be ye called masters. For one is your master.
You see humility?
Even Christ.
Yes.
But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be
your servant. That is the secret of greatness. Verse 11 again.
But he that is greatest among you shall
be
your servant.
If you want to know a great person, he does not come like a king. No. No. He does not come like a king. He does not come and sit down like a king. That is the reason why. See, there's something about the Christian faith. You know, William Branham made a statement how we should not look like the world. He said, if the world is going right, he said, you go left, deliberately go left. Why are you going left? Just whether you are not going to pick something in that left, but because everybody is going right so that you will look different from them, you go left. I agree with it. Do something to let everybody know that I am not among this group. And the importance of revelation. You see, revelation requires a response. If you are revelated, then there should be something you should do that will reflect your revelation. I repeat. We are Christians. There's something that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke in Mark chapter 10, verse 42.
But Jesus called them to him and said unto them,
read it up to verse 45.
Ye know that they which are counted to rule over the Gentiles,
and that is the leaders in the Gentiles,
exercise lordship over them.
What do they exercise?
Lordship over
what
them.
What do they exercise?
Lordship.
They are lords. And that's why those titles mean so much to them. Your lordship, spiritual and temporal. Your royal highness. My nephew was appointed, was made a king. I happen to come from a royal family. My father died long ago. Somehow, something is coming to the family again. The prophet Benjamin, you are the one that gave him the prophecy. We went to a Kwanga program last year. And it was very interesting. I was upstairs in his house. He's a big man, deputy controller, general of custom. I was upstairs in his house. We're trying to check Bright TV. He said his own, he lost the channel. We're just checking. And then he said, CEO, these people came, they were begging him that he should take the kingship and this and that. He's a very gentleman, doesn't like wahala. He said they want to come and trouble him with this thing, this and that. I said, hey, well, take him now, after all. They have told me here, so we know the people who are going to come here for house when we come home. And then we finished, we came down, and then we said we are going, we came for a Kwanga program. And he just said, before we now go, make we pray now. And he knelt down. As we are praying, Prophet Benjamin said, ah, sir, I see a crown that they say the person to hold the crown is daddy here. He was talking to me, referring to me, but that because I reject it, they are giving. Of course, they have spoken to me over it before. I said, let's stop that nonsense. He said, so they have decided to give it to you. And of course, there were some other families that were gunning for it. Very competitive. Anyway, and so they gave him the kingship as he spoke. And so now, all of a sudden, now that he's a king, that's where I'm going. Prophet Joseph, we went to see him with you. Yes, sir. We're not fishing shake him now.
No, couldn't shake him, sir.
We're on the floor.
We're on the floor. Even with our shoe.
We have to remove shoe from outside.
From outside.
And then we said.
And then.
That's somebody who lived with me. Praise the Lord. So that is the Gentiles. If you go to the king's house, what do you see? A big chair. When you sit down like this, gap there here. I don't know how comfortable that is. They're going to sit down. No place to even rest a hand. You go sit down. A big chair. It's a crown. Then where he's sitting down, there's one special rug. The king. I'm talking of the Gentile king. So by the time you enter there, you know that, Kai, this is the king of this town. Read it for me again.
You know that they which are counted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them.
Uh-huh.
And their great ones exercise authority upon them.
Uh-huh.
But so shall it not be among you.
This is not how you should be. We are not to read the Bible. But what?
But whosoever will be great among you shall.
This is how you will know a great person shall in the minister. Kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God. Who will he be?
Shall be your minister.
Verse 43 again.
But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you
shall be what?
Shall be your minister.
He will be your servant.
And whosoever
stop equating minister, a political minister, with minister in the church. The word minister means servant.
That's right.
The word minister means servant. Stop, minister, stand up and see them. It is a hangover from the Gentiles that we came from. Until some sisters from Ghana visited me some few years back. And then it was time to eat dinner. And then the dinner was set at the table and we sat down, we are eating. And they were uncomfortable. They were uncomfortable. So I said, what is happening? They were speaking their language. They said, in Ghana, they can't try this. So they are eating together with a pastor. Pastor Ima, is it true? Pastor Bernard, is it true that is what happens in Ghana? End time message, oh.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
They dare not come and eat together with the pastor. The pastor, sorry. Where do we get that from? And they were embarrassing me because they were so uncomfortable. They want to carry the food and leave. I said, you must sit down here and eat. We must eat together. They said, no, they never seen this kind of thing before. I was looking odd. I was joking with a young brother, David. He used to be with us. David was the smallest minister in the church that time. Very sharp young man. And one day he visited me. And I was alone in the house. And as he sat down, I ran to the kitchen to open and bring drink for him. And then he said, Daddy, what are you doing? He said, no, you can't serve me. I told him, David, I said, I want to prove to you that I'm greater than you. What did the Bible say? The greater we serve. It's the one that serves that is greater. That is why we serve you. I started laughing. He was battling with me. I said, you will not steal my glory. You want to prove that you are greater than me, Abby? I'm proving that I'm greater than you. Well, we were just practicing the scriptures. The truth is, read on.
Verse 43. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be
your servant.
And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all.
If you are going to now, not just great now, if you want to be the greatest, the chiefest, must be the servant of all. Must be the servant of all. Now, if I believe this scripture I have just read, if I believe it, will I put that type of seat as a special seat in on the altar, at the pulpit? Will I do that? So when you come to Bright Assembly Church, look for my seat now. I don't even sit down for front, I for back, and they sit down. I know some people will not like it. What God uses to glorify you is the grace he has put on you, not the seat you sit on top of the church. Why will your people sit on ordinary plastic chair, then you are sitting on a sofa? Where did you get that from? And it is their offering you used to buy it. Oh, where do you, thank God I'm not speaking in anybody's church, so you won't say I'm criticizing you, which seat for me. Where? If we shall sit here, functional seat, then sit on the same seat that people are sitting down there. In your house, you can put any type of seat, your own comfort, but when it comes to a place of worship, it's different. That's a place of service. How many people believe this? Verse 45. Hear what the Lord Jesus Christ said.
For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto.
The Son of Man, Jesus, did not come to be served. But what?
But to minister and to give his life a ransom for many.
He came to minister. He came to serve. He came to serve. That was what in John 13 he was demonstrating with the feet washing. I am your Lord and your master. Correct. You say correct. Because that is who I am. If I then that you call your master,
wash your feet.
Wash your feet.
Ye what did he say? Ought to wash one another's feet.
You also wash one another's feet. Serve one another. He continued. What
That's
did he say?
15. For I have given you an example.
It is an example.
That ye should do as I have done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord.
That is the Lord Jesus. So if he was a servant, why are you a Lord?
Neither he that he sent, greater than he that sent him. If you know these things.
Now this is the scripture I'm looking for. If you know these things,
happy are ye
if you do them. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Somebody just started church with the 5 members. He already has one special citizen sitting down there with one carpet. We don't fit the finish. The for front. Put one rock for in front. Now 5 members, they never, dust don't fool that carpet tires. Because they know where they are worshiping, no dust everywhere. The reason is because he saw it in these denominational churches and thought that is how it should be. You are reading the Bible now. Let's come back to the Bible. We're a restored minister. As a restored minister, come back to the Bible. Don't be like them. Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. We are servants. We are not lords. And I'm telling you, I caught this revelation. It's not today I caught the revelation. It's not today I caught the revelation. I've been fighting this thing. It's not easy. It's not easy. Some even bring tradition to the church. Former associate pastor, people want to marry. They will bring wine. It's the way they do it. They want to come and inform you that they will be getting married as pastor. Then they will bring wine. And it was something looking very serious. So I said, but am I not your brother? He said, it's not our marriage. Why are you bringing wine to me just to invite me? It's our marriage, you know. And when I told my associate then, Pastor Thomas, I say, this thing they're practicing, I'm more comfortable with it. Somebody want to bring invitation for his mother, then they will package a bottle of wine and things like that. He just shouted, he said, no, it's my right. No, brother, it's my right. Now, you know where he brought that from? It's from Igbo culture. It's an Igbo tradition. They come to invite, they come with a bottle of wine to give you. And I said, you should stop it. Then we had marriage committee, and he was chairman. And then I noticed again, when we're doing wedding, there's a special thing that we cook, special cooler, special dish. They will bring it, they say, for marriage committee. See your own cooler of food here. With how many cartons of malt? Then the ministers see on our own here. They're special. Then when I get home, I will see, I say, what's this? They say, marriage, what they do? Now, pastor, own be this. I said, what is this? And I had to go and call the marriage committee again. I said, is this marriage not our marriage? Why are we suffering these people that are getting married with all these preconditions? I came to the pulpit and I preached it. And I said, that thing must stop. from now on, if anybody wedding is doing reception, go and find a seat. You can create a seat. I said, this seat is for minister. This seat is for minister. Anybody that wants to eat the food, he will attend the reception. He will sit down there as they are serving everybody. That's how they will serve you too. From now on, don't carry any special cooler to anybody again. Do you know some people were angry with me? Where do you get that from? Do you even know what is brotherhood? Do you know why I call you my brother? Everything special. Everything special. Everything special. You know where you imported it. It is a gentle tradition. Our master, the Lord Jesus Christ, he came not to be ministered unto. He came to minister. He came to serve and not be served. We are called to serve. We are not called to rule. We are not rulers. We are servants. Somebody tell your neighbor, you are a servant, not a ruler. If they fear your neighbor, tell them. Tell three people. Amen. When it comes, this is the revival that is on. You miss it, you don't go. And if you refuse and you don't want to change and you still want to identify with us, we will make you uncomfortable. We'll be saying these things so on television until your members will see it. They will hear us. We'll make it uncomfortable for you. You want to identify with us? This is who we are. Oh. Hallelujah. But pastor, why are you carrying security? Listen, somebody once asked me that question. Why do you have security all around you? Are you not a servant of God? And I asked the young man, it was a general question. And I said, when you left your house to come to church, now did you lock your door? He said, yes. I said, why did you lock the door? Can't God watch over your property? In your house, the gatehouse, is there security man at the gate? He said, yes. Why are angels? Angels are not there to watch over your house. Why? And I asked the question again, in that house, if you kept 10 million naira in that house, what type of security will you put in that house? And you know, people know that you have kept 100 million naira cash in the house. What type of security will you have? For your information, my life has been threatened several times. And that is, it's even the police themselves that say, don't come to us if you don't have security. The police themselves. So it is the threat around you that determines the type of security you have. And of course, God knows my heart that I don't believe that I am secured by those soldiers or those policemen. My security is from him, because when I tell them, I always tell them, I said, better pray, because if they are coming for me, you'll be the first target. They will finish you first before they come to me. So you better be prayerful. So I was among those criticizing all that before, until like when I gave my life to Christ, I wouldn't take drugs. I used to say, any Christian way sick, they take medicine. You are a backsliding Christian. The first 8 years of my conversion, no drug in my mouth. Anytime I fall sick, I pray, no matter what it is, he will heal me. And maybe I was bragging over it, I don't know, until God proved otherwise. There was an infirmity I was having that when it was coming on and off, on and off, on and off. And one brother said, this thing, there's a herb that was, he said, it's a herb. Okay, so don't worry, you won't pay, I'll bring it to you. Somebody in my office prepares it, you just put it inside water, leave it, let the thing, blah, blah, and then 2 days after, take it. And then I said, okay, bring now. He said, I will not pay. He said, no, he will pay. You get it for me. He brought it from some back of a tree. It's a tree back, cut it. And then I drank it, and the thing left. I said, eh? Try. May not be say. This is just the sofa. Then my wife had a problem. I also had a problem. Then we went for prayer, and the prophet said, he said, concerning your own, I will meet you by faith. But concerning your wife, I will meet her in the hospital. And I didn't have money to take her to the hospital. So we're looking for, it was fibroid. So they said there's somebody at Owerri that will give her something when they take. So we're with my friend, and then we're making a call so many years back now. And then he said, what are they going to do for Owerri? I said, my wife has this. He said, what thing they feel come up for Owerri, what they don't feel come up for Lagos? Which one thing when they talk? I said, in Lagos, yeah, it will be very expensive. He said, no, stop that. Go to my hospital. Let them test and let's hear what they will say. I think that was 1992 or so. And she went there, and while she was with the doctor, Lagoon Hospital, Apapa. That was one of the most expensive hospitals in Lagos. And immediately, the doctor saw a finish, says, okay, we'll remove it, said, it costs 250,000 naira. That time. So, that time, 2,000 naira, I no get. That time, we sat and they hit me left, right, up and down. I just come up from prison. My wife said, please, can you call your friend that told us to come here with a landline, call him. They say, give me the phone. He said, see what in the man they talk, oh. That's why we say, we won't go in lorry. He said, we should worry. We say, we come here. He said, how much? He said, so what? He said, give him the phone. He said, go ahead. Tomorrow, I'm bringing deposit of 200,000. He said, arrange, give her appointment. I said, eh? And that is how, in that hospital, she was operated. And imagine such a major operation. The next day, she stood up. The doctor would come and say, no, we have never had this type of surgery. No, usually, it would take 5 days before the person can start. I said, and they would come and open, and they put her in a special room. And then they said, you can go home, 2 days. And the man came and paid the balance of 50,000. One couple I didn't spend. God said, I will meet with her. It was from there, one thing led to the other. I started looking at it again. And we that Abrahamite, somebody came and showed me a quote that William Branham went to the hospital. I said, Branham? Went to hospital, I saw the quote. I said, may you not be say, I'm the ignorant. So that is how fanaticism can, sometimes can lead you. Anyway, and so I never believed. I had faith for it. And I thank God. And From then till now, I have had no reason to go to the hospital. And I thank God for divine health. Listen, church. I want to bring out something, but our time is up. The office of a pastor. A pastor is a shepherd, not a ruler. They mean two different things. A shepherd, a ruler, is taken care of by the resources of the people. But a pastor is from the word pasture. Pasture is the sheep food. While pastor is the keeper of the pasture. So your duty is to feed the sheep. So instead of you to feed, to be fed by the sheep is fed by you. In John 21, maybe from verse 15. John 21 from verse 15.
So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than
what
this?
Is the evidence that you love him?
He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs.
The evidence that you love him is the food you will give his sheep, his lamb. Read on.
He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed
my
sheep.
There is the sheep and there is the lamb. The lamb is the baby sheep, correct? The matured lambs are called the sheep. That means there will be the baby Christians and there will be the mature Christians, and you are to take care of them. That is why we are servants. We are servants. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2.
Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
What is the law of Christ? He offered himself a ransom for many. What is a ransom? The price paid so that you can be released by the kidnappers. The devil kidnapped God's children and demanded a ransom before you will release us. He came and became the ransom. He offered himself, kill me, so that these people can have life. And the law of Christ, for we that are shepherds, occupy till I come, is that you too, hallelujah, you will make sure that the sheep of God are comfortable. You see, how can you have this knowledge and say all the tithe belong to you? How can you have... See, in Brother Assembly Church, there was a time some people were grumbling. Pastor Benson, I heard you that time, some years back. You said my associate pastor's office was bigger than my own. Where is Pastor Vince? Eh? You said his office was bigger than my own. Was better than my own.
Yes.
And I told you, I said, as at that time, he needed more space than me. Because of the job he was doing. So he needed more space. But the truth is that, as a principle, my people first. Before me. Them first. When we were building this, all the ministers' offices, we completed all. They even moved in before my own was ready. There are some pastors that will not allow any other minister to have office. They will not allow any other minister to have office. But all the ordained ministers, if you are ordained, you are given an office. You are, and a coordinator is attached to you to work with you. We'll come to administration later. But the truth is, so when we come to gathering, maybe we have any party, what do you call it? Luncheon, we are eating, workers meeting. The first day I noticed it, openly I rebuked it. They went and brought plastic plates. You remember the day? Plastic plates, workers meeting. We are eating food. Then they serve everybody with plastic. Eh? It was foil, sir. Oh, you remember the day? And then they came with my own better breakable plate, colored one, better one, the well-garnished, served my own differently. And I came, and I'm not trying to be humble, I was uncomfortable. I said, what is this? I stood up and I rebuked them openly. I said, who is doing this? Who was he thinking that time? He said, Onyeze. Yeah? Where is Ananti? I saw him here. Yeah? He's walking outside. He was the one in charge. And I stood up. I said, stop that. You didn't hear what I'm saying, so. You were hearing me? I should say it again. I'm telling them a story of how when you were digging, we were doing workers' meeting, and you served me in a special plate. You remember the day?
Yes, sir.
So what did I tell you?
He says you stop it.
I said, stop it. The same plate you serve everybody is the same plate you will serve me. And from that time till now, why do you do that? Why? It was irritating me. You are trying to honor me, but you are honoring me the Gentile way. That's not how to honor your pastor. If you want to honor me, keep my commandment. This man a mumu. I'm not a mumu, I'm a Christian. I was converted before I became a pastor. It is all hangover from where we came from. This minister's meeting, may your brain be reformatted in the name of Jesus Christ. We brought it from somewhere. We brought it from wherever we came from. Nothing like that. Stop it. Let's be humble. We are not lords. We are servants to take care of the people of God. He committed his sheep to our hand to take care of it. Don't be lords over God's inheritance. The heritage of God, don't take it and be lord over them. God hates it. And that is the problem. Once you do that, the Holy Ghost will find his way and leave your ministry. Then you'll be using brain to keep the people. I will continue because I'm hungry now too. Pastor.
Can we put our hands together for the living God?
We can do better than that, church. I'll be ministers of God. Let's be on our feet and clap our hands to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.